And Jane Degenshine's going to introduce our guest for Newsline.
Okay. Thank you, folks. And this is day four of teaching. And so we have a wonderful guest, Jesse Shurick. And he is going to tell you all about himself and what he does at the National Center and his involvement with Newsline and are many different ways to access it. If you know about Newsline, you know this is an exciting thing. NFB Newsline is one of the greatest things that we have as blind people. So Jesse, you're on, honey, and welcome.
Well, thank you, Madam President. I didn't even have to pay you to give me that warm introduction. All right. Okay. So as Jane was saying, my name is Jesse Shurick. I work for the National Federation of the Blind. I'm in the NFB Newsline group, which is a service of the National Federation of the Blind. So I've lived in Baltimore for about a year. I moved here with my wife, Sherry. We moved actually from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we've been around in the last couple of years. But I've been with the National Federation of the Blind since 2016, when I was introduced to this organization, and it's truly changed my life and changed who I am. And it feels really good to be speaking, you know, with this group. Especially, you know, I've got a personal connection with Jane through her brother, Joe. You know, he was a great mentor to me, and he taught me. I look at him as the person who really gave me my legs in terms of where I'm at now. He helped me a lot, and he really pushed me to expand who I am. So I'm really pleased to be speaking with all of you. And I'm really excited to talk to you about this service, because NFB Newsline really opens up opportunities for people. So I'm going to give you a high-level overview today. I'm going to tell you what NFB Newsline is, what publications are available, some of the publications that are available on NFB Newsline, how you can get access to the service, who qualifies for the service, how people can sign up for the service, and who the service benefits. And then we'll also talk a little bit about where you can gain more information about the service. And we'll sprinkle some fun stuff along the way. So I think this is a group where if you do have a question along the way, if it relates to something I'm talking about, feel free to say your first name and ask the question. I mean, we can hold questions. It's okay if you ask questions at the end, but I know sometimes people don't want to get lost with when you're hearing a presentation, and group interaction can be a really good thing. Okay, so NFB Newsline was invented in 1995. It was an idea that came through a previous National Federation of the Blind president, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan. In 1995, USA Today was the first publication on the service. It's a free service to subscribers. And the thing to remember about it is it's designed by blind people. It's operated by blind people. So it's completely accessible to all blind, low vision, print disabled people. That's everybody in this room. So why is the service valuable? I'm going to give you a story from my life that I hope will help you understand why I think the service is valuable. So my first job, I was in junior high, I was a paper carrier, and this was back pre-1994, before the NFB Newsline service existed. So I grew up in the northeastern corner of North Dakota in a little town called Grafton. And it was very cold in the middle of January. So if you can imagine me, you know, this time of year, walking about a half mile in one direction, delivering papers, and walking back a half mile, delivering papers when it was 20, 30 degrees below zero. So I would deliver these papers, about 50 newspapers, and walk back home and come into the house and get ready for school. And my dad would be sitting at the table reading one of the newspapers that I delivered. So he's sitting there reading this newspaper, the Grand Forks Herald, and I'm sitting there, and we're separated by the pages of this newspaper because I'm blind. I couldn't read the newspaper, and you know, he read it, but he didn't read it to me. So we couldn't talk about what was going on in the news. I mean, there was just complete silence, and I was sitting there I wanted nothing more than to know what was on the pages of the paper. And the positive side of this is NFB Newsline makes that possible now. I can read over 550 publications in the way that I want to read them. And if my father was to lose his eyesight, he will still be able to read the newspaper as well, or a number of other publications and services. So with NFB Newsline, you can access, you know, national newspapers, and we'll talk about some of those, but we have 47 sponsored states plus the District of Columbia. Each of those sponsored states has at least a minimum of 2 newspapers. So if you hear about something happening to a grandchild or one of your children in California, you know, something in the local area, you can go on NFB Newsline and read what's happening there. You don't have to, you know, watch maybe a 30-second news clip on the news. You can find out about it immediately. If you've moved around the country like I have, you can also go and look at newspapers from other states. So I still read the Fargo Forum occasionally, take a look at the obituaries. I'll go and look at the Albuquerque Journal, where I moved from, just to see what's happening. So it really keeps me in touch with information. I will provide an attached publication list to Jane that will have the most current list of all of the publications on the service. But if you use a computer, you can go to, we have a couple of different websites that are related to NFB Newsline, but you can go to nfbnewsline.org and see a full list of publications and magazines that are available on the service. So publications, we try to make it really simple and easy for people. Publications, we divide the different types of publications into groups. Okay. So one of the publication groups is national newspapers. And there's 13 publications in this category, things like the National Associated Press, the Christian Science Monitor, the New York Times, which has a ton of just great content that people love, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal. I think, you know, again, sometimes when we talk about these publications, it comes off like a list of words that I'm saying, and it doesn't really convey the meaning of what would it mean to you if you were reading these publications? What would it mean to your friends? How would it really impact your life? So we had a person write us a letter. There's a gentleman in New Hampshire. His name's Martin. And Martin has been married to Maureen for 45 years. And recently, Martin developed macular degeneration, so he couldn't read the newspaper anymore. Maureen wrote to us because Martin, you know, he was really struggling before he had NFB Newsline. She would read him articles from the New York Times. And Martin, you know, he'd enjoyed it, but it was only a couple newspapers, and she read them to him when she was available to read to him. He couldn't read, you know, if Martin couldn't sleep at night, he wasn't able to read the New York Times because Maureen was sleeping. So Martin would go out for coffee every morning. You know, we all like to socialize, go out, have a cup of coffee, have some breakfast. And what do you do when you're out with your friends, you know, having coffee? You talk about what's going on in our world and in the community. So his friends would talk about the editorials in the New York Times. And a lot of times Martin wouldn't have read the topic they're talking about. So he was completely left out of the conversation. You can't get that type of editorial content from, you know, the local news. So Martin would just kind of sit back and listen, but, you know, he didn't engage. He didn't get to know people. He didn't connect with people because he didn't have anything to share. But when he started using NFB Newsline, it was like he became a different person. He lit up. It really enriched his life and his whole being because he was able to enjoy the conversation. He was able to talk with everybody. He was able to engage with everybody. He knew all about the topic of the day, and he just would, you know, he'd get pumped up, excited when he's with his friends, and then he'd come home and he just, you know, Maureen saw this in him, and it made such a difference in his life that she wanted to reach out to us and tell us about it at the NFB Newsline office. So I hope that everyone on this call knows that, you know, when you lose your eyesight, and I know this has been a topic all week long, and I want to reemphasize the topic. Life is not over when you can't see. There's many ways to connect with the things you love. And NFB Newsline is one of those ways, but there are so many other ways. So, you know, give it an opportunity, try it out, see how you feel about it, and try to explore the service. We have, you know, another thing that happens when you can't read print is a lot of times maybe you're not able to read a tablet or an iPad or a computer screen. Maybe you can, but the publications you like might not be accessible. We have something called Breaking News Online. And what Breaking News Online is, a collection of 50 information websites from around the country and around the world that we pull from, and we are able to deliver you that content in a variety of different ways, whether it's the touchtone phone or through the A-Lady, the Amazon lady that I'm not going to say because I don't want to set your devices off, or through an iPhone app. We have a number of different ways that you can access this information. So in the breaking news section, we have a special COVID section so that, you know, if you're going to be traveling, say you're going to Florida to get out of the cold and you want to know what the COVID numbers are like in Florida, you can go to the special COVID section and get that information. It also draws information from around the country so you can see if things are trending, in which direction they're trending, if it's safe to be out, or if maybe you have to be a bit more careful and wear a mask. You know, information is power, and this just gives you more power. We also have on the breaking news section, we have publications like ABC Online, ESPN Online. You know, if you're trying to keep up with your favorite sports teams, ESPN Online is a great resource for that. We try to stay fair and balanced. We don't have any political interests in the NFB. We blind people are Republicans, they're Democrats, and they're everything in between. And that's what we try to provide on NFB Newsline. We want you to choose what you want to read. So we have publications like Fox News Online, National Public Radio Online, and everything in between. If you're not in the mood for news at the moment, maybe you'd like to read The Onion, which is a great source of, you know, humorous, satirical articles that are related to the news, but they're just fictional and they're kind of fun. We have publications if you like technology. So I know you were learning about the iPhone yesterday from what Scott told me. If you want to read more about the iPhone, you could read Apple Insider and learn all you want to know about the iPhone or an iPad or a MacBook computer. And then also a lot of people use Android smartphones. So there's a publication that's dedicated to that. It's called Android Central. We have Science Daily. If you're interested in a global perspective on the news, you could read the BBC. And then we also have magazines on the service. So magazines are broken up into a number of different categories, one of them being blindness-specific magazines. So in this category, we have things like the Braille Monitor, the Braille Forum is in there. We have Future Reflections, which is a publication that helps parents of blind students, and a number of other publications. The magazines are divided up into health and wellness, popular culture. I mean, there's really a lot to explore. So some of the featured publications, I think Judy Sanders is still on here. Hopefully. Are you still there, Judy?
I'm here. Do I want to be here? I don't know.
Well, Judy, I just wanted to let you know that we have AARP Magazine and AARP Bulletin on NFB Newsline.
Thank you.
I'm joking with Judy because I presented to their at-large chapter and she was, you didn't mention AARP Bulletin Magazine. So I thought I would tease her a little bit.
That's right.
Judy could probably give this presentation. I think she knows more about NFB Newsline than I do.
No, you've already proven yourself wrong about that.
Okay. Well, you can feel free to help me out if you feel so inclined.
If I think you need it, I'll just step right in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So we have Air and Space, the Braille Book Review, which is from the National Library Service, and Talking Book Topics as well, which lists the talking books that are newly available from the National Library Service. If you're looking to keep track of your financial investments, you can find Forbes online, PC World, if you're a personal computer user, Guidepost, which has some great inspirational articles, Condé Nast Traveler. I love that one. I think it's a great publication because, I mean, for those of us who want to travel and want to know about where are some good travel destinations. I've never been on a cruise before and I want to go on a cruise. I have a cruise scheduled for next December, but I go on to Condé Nast Traveler and I read about all about going on cruises. So I would encourage you to check that one out. And of course, Time Magazine. Everybody, you know, we all know about Time Magazine. If you wanted to see a full list, we're going to send out a full list to you, but you can also find it if you use the internet at nfbnewsline.org. If you happen to speak Spanish or you know somebody who could qualify for the service and speak Spanish, there are 5 Spanish publications available across the country on NFB Newsline. And we are looking at ways to expand that in the future. We have international publications on NFB Newsline. So things like the Daily Mail UK, Japan Times, the New Zealand Herald. So, I mean, you can go all the way around the world and go to New Zealand and see what it's like, all on NFB Newsline. The Vancouver Sun, the World Politics Review, and there's a lot of other content available as well in the international section. I'm just going to cover a couple of more things that are available on NFB Newsline before I go into a bit of a demonstration and show you how it can be used on a touchtone phone and how it can be used on the A-Lady. But I want you to know that emergency weather alerts are available on NFB Newsline. And this is something that I think is extremely needed and very powerful. So I can tell you a number of years ago, before when I was first dating my wife and she came to visit me from New York, we were at a restaurant in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And it was late spring, early summer. And it's evening and, you know, the sky's getting kind of dark and it's getting dark early and it's a weird color. And they had some TVs on in the background. It was a bar and grill and the TV started beeping. Well, we couldn't read what was on the TV screen. So we pulled up NFB Newsline and we were able to see that there was an emergency weather alert in our area. There was a tornado warning. And it still looked like it was far enough away where we could leave and go take shelter. So we did leave. We ran a couple blocks to my apartment. As we're about ready to enter the apartment, it just starts pouring. The sky opens up and there's just tons of water on the sidewalk. We're running through the water. We went to the basement and, you know, I called my dad and he's like, "Are you safe? What's going on? You know, there's tornadoes that have touched down within 10 miles of Grand Forks." And thankfully, they didn't come through Grand Forks. We were completely fine. But, you know, the funny thing is my wife, Sherry, she heard the beeping and she grew up in the Northeast. She says to me that it's, you know, it's just a test. Don't worry about it. We don't need to pay attention. But, you know, it wasn't a test. It was a serious situation. And those emergency weather alerts can come in handy for those types of situations, whether it's a flood warning, whether it's a hurricane, any natural weather phenomena that's dangerous, you're going to get an emergency weather alert. So it's based on two different things. If you're using the touchtone phone to access NFB Newsline, it's based upon your zip code. So it's really important to update when you move. If you move from one state to another, make sure to update your account. But if you're using an iPhone to use NFB Newsline, it's based upon your GPS location. So it'll give you those weather alerts that are happening in your area, no matter where you are in the country. You also can obtain a 7-day forecast based upon your zip code or your GPS location. All right. Some of the other things that we have on NFB Newsline, there's a state-specific channel in every state. And this is an interesting place to check out because contained in the state-specific channel, every state's different. Some have better channels than others. It all depends on the state, but you might find information about the National Federation of the Blind of your state. You might find information about the Vocational Rehabilitation Agency or the Talking Book Library or other blindness agencies. And some states have really expanded information. I think I saw that Liz was going to be a moderator and she's in Texas and Texas has a phenomenal local channel. They do a really good job with that. Okay. A couple of more things I wanted to mention. We do have Target grocery store circulars, weekly advertisements available on NFB Newsline. We've had other providers in the past and we're trying to get more. Every holiday season, we have holiday advertisements. We also have TV listings. So you can actually call into NFB Newsline or use your iPhone and look at your local TV listings. It's based on your zip code. And you get to choose your cable provider, or if you have over-the-air antenna, you choose that, and you get to see the TV listings. And I'll demonstrate that in a couple minutes for you. So it'll allow you to save your favorite channels for later, so you don't have to go through the whole list if you only want to know what's on NBC. It also tells you a description of the show, and then if it's closed captioned or audio described. And then finally, we have if anybody's looking for some more work, we have job listings available on NFP Newsline too. It's well over 100,000 accessible jobs that you can call into with the touchtone phone access method. Before I go into the touchtone phone, does anybody have any questions?
We can do that. I just want to make a comment and you did a great job giving us all the background and all the wonderful things that Newsline has. You said 47 states, many states have coordinators, and you can go through your coordinators to get Newsline, especially if you're NFB people. It's very easy to do that. You can also go to your state library, and they're responsible to get you the book player, the digital player, and also ask you about Newsline. So if your library is not asking people about Newsline, call them up and say when people get a new digital player, they can also get Newsline. And the last thing I wanted to say for right now is one of my favorite things to do on Newsline, and I use the telephone, the touchtone telephone, even though I have an iPhone, even though I have a computer. I don't do all those things. For me, the touchtone phone is the easiest to do, and I'm always explaining it to seniors, so I might as well keep up on it. I love sending myself an email, *9, and I can get whatever I just read, the whole section, whatever I just read in an email. And I think that's a great addition that came a couple of years ago. And the last thing I'll say, I just said the last thing twice, but that's okay. If that was penultimate, this is the ultimate. I'm going to go on what you said, Jesse, about getting the newspapers early and you have relatives in California. That happened to me. I read Newsline in the morning, usually 5:30 in the morning. And that's, 2:30 in the morning in California. And I found out that there was going to be a concert with Yo-Yo Ma, and it was a limited concert, and the tickets were going to go on sale that day, starting at whatever time, 8:00. So I sent my daughter a text and said, hurry up, because I know she loves him. And if she had not, read her text and I had not read that magazine or the article that it was in, she would have never gotten those tickets. So you can help other people by getting it earlier. And I just want to share that that's easy to do. You can have your cup of coffee. Newsline is available 24 hours a day. If you're up late at night, you can't sleep, read something on Newsline. It could even put you to sleep. No, anything. Okay, Jess, we're up for questions before you do the telephone demo. So if you have a question, kindly raise your hand, wait to be recognized, and then we'll give you the floor. So Stuart or Michael, can you help us out if there's any hands?
No hands thus far.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
No hands thus far. Then you must have done a great job.
Or I put them to sleep. I'm not sure.
No, you didn't put anybody to sleep.
Is everybody
Judy and
sleeping?
I are still here, and so is Michael and Stuart. So
that's
we've got
true.
We've got good you're, stuff.
You're all awake. Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you want to do the demo, and then we'll ask again? Maybe that'll.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Oh, wait a minute. Ursula has a raised hand. Let's do Ursula.
Awesome.
Ursula from New Jersey. Wait to be recognized. Let me hear your voice. She's got a high-pitched, happy voice. Ursula, are you there?
You might be muted.
Yeah, I am muted, but
go ahead. You're good. Well,
you were good. We lost you.
Oh. All right. Why don't you do the demo, and then we'll try again.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Sure.
Okay. And I do have a couple of more stories of people who enjoy NFB Newsline, too. Maybe we'll come back to some of those, too,
sure.
if people don't have questions. Let's see. I'm actually going a little out of order, but that's okay. So just right before I call in to let you know, there's some different ways to access NFB Newsline. You can use a touchtone phone or a cell phone. You can use an iPhone or an iPad app. You can use an Amazon A-Lady device. I just say that so I don't set yours off. You can use a Victor Reader talking book player, which is a little, I don't know if you've talked about those this week yet, but they're a little book player that's the size of a deck of playing cards. And you can actually, what's cool about it is you can, when you're at home, you can download newspapers and magazines onto the Victor Stream, and you can take it with you wherever you go. We have a secure website, so you can actually go to nfbnewslineonline.org and read information about that we've talked about. And then we have, of course, so I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about some of these access methods that I just mentioned. So we have a touchtone access method. What I'm going to do, what you're going to hear me do is when you sign up for NFB Newsline, you will get a 6-digit number. It's an identification number. It's kind of like your username, but it's numbers. And you'll get a security code. So when you get those two numbers, you'll be able to call into NFB Newsline. There'll be either a toll-free number that you'll receive or a local phone number that you'll receive. And the cool thing is you don't typically have to remember those numbers. The system is smart enough to know where who you are specifically based on your caller ID. So, you know, it has caller ID and it recognizes you and makes it really easy for you to log in. In the building I'm in, there's quite a few people who use NFB Newsline. So I am going to have to enter in a couple of codes. So you're going to hear the dial tone. You're going to hear a greeting, and then you're going to hear me enter in my user identification number and security codes. After that, it's going to play the main menu. I'm going to let it play the main menu so you can hear what you're going to hear the first time you call into the system. But then I'll go through and explain what some of those different options are, just to make it easy and simple for people. And then I'll mute myself so that you don't have to hear me talking over the phone. Turn this up a little bit.
Para continuar en español, aprieta 2.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. Please enter your six-digit identification number or press the pound key to hear how to become an NFB Newsline subscriber. Please enter your security code. Welcome, Jesse Schirig. Please select from the following options. Main menu to read national channels, NFB Newsline news, and tutorials. Press 1 to read your state's information channel. Press 2 to read newspapers in your state. Press 3 to enter your favorites list. Press 4 to read newspapers in a different state.
You can make it go faster, right?
To read
yes.
Store circulars. Press 6 to read magazines. Press 7 for TV listings. Press 8 for job listings. Press 9.
So I'm just going to pause it right there. That's a really good question. Yes, you can make it speak faster, but not everybody is accustomed to listening to synthetic speech. So I wanted to play it at a rate that most people could understand, especially if you're new to the world of blindness and low vision. Mm-hmm. So you just heard the main menu. I like to say it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one being where you can find help about how to use the service. You'll find the National Federation of the Blind channel. You'll also find a user guide for using the touch-tone phone access method under option 1, right? Easy as 1, 2, 3. Two, you'll find information that's available in your state. And three, you'll find the newspaper publications available in your state. And since we're a national audience, I'm not really going to go through that piece of it. What I am going to do is I'm going to play a newspaper for you. I'm going to play the New York Times, and I'm going to let you hear an article. And I'd like to know, do you want me to speed up the voice a little bit? Is it way too slow for everybody, or is it okay?
You can speed it up one notch, I think.
One notch?
I wouldn't do much more than that.
Yeah. All right, one notch it is. Okay, so I'm going to unpause it. And then what's nice about the system is if you remember how to get to a publication, you can just push those buttons and get there pretty quick. But what I want you to remember is that every step of the way, there's menus that guide you through the process.
Main menu. In entertainment, there are 4 articles in this section. Article 1, you people, Julia Louis-Dreyfus on her blast of a school reunion. But Jonah Hill and Kenny Barrett are asking you to do just that with Netflix's romantic comedy, You People, streaming Friday, about a nice Jewish boy named Ezra Hill, who falls in love with a proud black girl named Amira.
So I'm just going to pause that really quickly. Say I didn't like this article. I can push just one button on the right side of the keypad, and it'll take me to the next article. If I want to kind of skip through the article and skim it, just like I would as if I, you know, as a sighted person, I can go sentence by pushing one button, and I can speed it up by the push of one button on the right side of the keypad. So that's kind of how I remember going forward all happens on the right, and going backwards happens all on the left. And if you're wondering what the buttons do, you can always hit the pound key, and it'll tell you, you can push the button, and the system is smart enough to tell you what each button will do. So what I'm going to do really quick is, Jane had mentioned that you can email an article to yourself, and that's very true. So I'm going to demonstrate that for you, because if you're reading, say you're reading a cooking magazine, you know, there's All Recipes is available on NFB Newsline. There's Bon Appetit available. So there's lots of good cooking magazines, but you want to save an article. So if you have an email address, so when you sign up for the system, make sure you tell us about your email address. That way you'll be able to receive anything you want to send to yourself by email, so you can save it for later. So I'm going to unpause it, and you're going to hear me send myself an email.
Can you bear with, sorry. You should receive your requested content shortly at jarek@nfb.org. If this is not your then Jonah, Helen, Kenny, Bear.
Okay. So I just sent myself the email message. It confirmed that I had an email address on file. And what's kind of interesting about this is it will actually tell you if you don't have an email address on file, and it'll give you the phone number to call to get your email set up with NFB Newsline. Or some people, if they don't have email, will talk to a loved one or whoever manages their email for them, and you can have them put in an email address. So using NFB Newsline, to me, it's as easy as dialing a phone. It's something that we've all done. Mm-hmm. I think everybody on this call has done since, you know, for a long, long time. I don't know if you've gone over how to dial a phone when you can't see very well, but my technique is if you touch the buttons, you'll find that the number 5 has a little raised dot on it. I like to put my middle finger on the 5, and then I'll put my pointer finger on the 4 and my ring finger on the 6. So if I want to move up a row and dial 1, 2, 3, I can do that. If I want to move down, I can, and dial 7, 8, 9, I can do that. So you don't need a big button phone, or you don't need a special phone to be able to call into NFB Newsline. It's a pretty easy process once you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing else that I wanted to show you really quick was that we have TV listings available on NFB Newsline. So I wanted to show those to you. A lot of us like to watch TV. So I'm going to push some buttons. It's going to take me back to the main menu. I'm using the star key takes me backwards. So I'm going to use the star key a few times, and it's going to take me back to the main menu.
Select from the following regions. Main menu. Be patient while Newsline pulls up your TV schedule. Channel 6, WDAY on January 26, 2023, starting at 2 p.m. at Salmon Hall. WWE's Bree and Mickey, Channel 10. KZRR starting at 2 p.m. is.
So what you heard me do there was I just pushed one button and I skipped to a different channel in my favorites list. NFB Newsline is really easy to use. It's expandable. So you can have a favorite list of your favorite TV shows, and you don't have to know how to set those up. If you call our customer service hotline, we're happy to help you get that piece set up. So it's as easy as just using this service. And if you do want to call us, you can call us anytime Eastern time between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And our phone number is 866-504-7300. So I'm going to show you how we can actually go through some of the different time slots for programming as well by just pushing one button. So I'm going to unpause it.
Jennifer Hudson's show, Tim Moore, SWAT, Renee Rapp, EP Everything, starting at 2 p.m. is the Jennifer Hudson. Starting at 3 p.m. is Last Man Standing. Mike has a difficult time treating Kristen like an employee rather than his daughter. Kyle and Mandy Hobed wants their help rekindling his.
So we've got Last Man Standing.
Mike, starting at 3:30 p.m. is Modern Family. Mitch.
And then we've got Modern Family. One thing I didn't show you when I was going through an article that I would like to show you really quickly is, you know, what if you would rather hear a female voice, or what if you are used to listening to a screen reader and you want to hear the Jaws Eloquence voice? Well, those are also available on the system, and it's as easy as pushing a button. So I'm going to show you what it's like to go through some of the different voices.
Starting at 3:30 p.m. Starting at 3:30 p.m. is Modern Family. Mitch, when Cam Strand's Sal announces she's getting married.
Starting at 3:30 p.m. is Modern Family. Starting at 3:30 p.m. with Modern Family. Starting at 3:30 p.m. with Modern Family. Starting at 3:30 p.m. with Modern Family.
Starting at 3:30 p.m. is Modern Family. Mitch and Cam's friend Sal announces she is getting married the next day, and they are in the wedding.
Starting at 3:30.
Okay, I'm going to pause it. You might have noticed that some of those voices are very robotic, and that's very intentional because some people who have a hearing loss are able to hear certain frequencies better than other frequencies. And some people really like some of those voices that sound kind of unusual to me. So it just makes it available and accessible to a wider range of people. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about the touchtone phone access method at this time?
How are we doing with hands?
Good. Okay.
I don't see any.
Oh, you said we don't have any hands. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I said, how are we doing with hands?
No, we're not. I don't see any hands either. You know.
Okay.
No
okay.
hands.
So, you want to go through the Alexa?
Yeah, I do.
Great.
Okay. So I have the Amazon Alexa device muted right now, so it's not going to respond. But I'm going to unmute it, and you can invoke. You start it up. The best way to start it every time you want to use it is by saying Alexa, open National Federation. And if you're not. Alexa, stop. So this might be a little tricky. I'm going to try to do this without, I don't know quite how I'm going to do it. I have a feeling whoever that was is going to have.
Why don't you change the name of yours to Ziggy? Alexa, change your name to Ziggy. And then you okay. can call Ziggy.
Now that sounds like a Scott Way trick.
Go ahead.
It was mine and I don't care. I can turn down the volume on.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Mute yourself while he's doing it.
Well, I could do that. No, I
that's
no.
No, fun, it'll right?
No, it won't work. It won't hear me, but it will right. hear him.
That's well, true.
We don't care if it goes off at your house. We just don't care.
She's going to say, "Why is he reading that? I don't like that publication."
Alexa, volume one. There.
Okay. Great.
Now you can do what you want.
Thank you. All right. So. I'm going to say the A lady's name and I'm going to say Open National Federation. And she's going to ask, normally if I wasn't already logged in, it's going to ask me to log in and it's going to ask for my user identification code, that 6-digit number. And then it's going to ask for my security code. If you don't have a way to write those down, you can even call in to our customer service. I'll give you the phone number again in a little bit and we'll walk you through it on the phone with you so that you can get it set up. We want to make sure there's no barriers to you using the service. So I'm going to go ahead and launch it so you can see what it's like. Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Nice. Hello, Jesse Shire. What would you like to do?
Read AARP Magazine.
Reading an AARP Magazine dated December 1st, 2022. In between a section of the AARP Magazine, there are two articles in this section. Article 1, When Ageism Kill. Authorities say some 24 vibrant older people lost their lives to a serial killer in North Texas in the 2 years.
Alexa, next.
Article 2. The My Sandler Success. Thank you for the article on Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, seriously? I used to think of him as a goofball.
Alexa, ask National Federation to speak slower.
He did a wonderful job, and it is now one of my favorite movies.
Alexa, ask National Federation to speak much faster.
Tom Fenwick. Facebook, Ukraine elders. Excellent story about the Lupinos family left behind. I read news from several sources, and this is one of the best.
Alexa, ask National Federation to read slower.
The price still isn't right. Before we break out the confetti to celebrate the new Medicare drug price reforms, drug price reform is here. Some items on the
Alexa, ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the features section of the AARP magazine, there are five articles in this section. Article 1, Helen Mirren heads west. The iconic British actor finds her inner dame in the wide-open spaces of Montana driving a buggy, ignoring her phone and appreciating the craftsmanship of a nicely sewn shirt. By Tom Child.
Alexa, ask National Federation to email me this article.
Email for this article shortly at jessieshirk@gmail.com.
I was standing on the street outside the Miners Hotel, minding my own, when she pulled up in her car.
Alexa, add this publication to my favorites.
I couldn't find a list called Favorites. Should I create one?
No.
Okay.
Find the wheel.
Alexa, ask National Federation to add this to my favorites.
AARP Magazine has been added to your Alexa favorites.
We shook hands right there on the street.
Alexa, ask National Federation to list my favorites.
You can choose from the following favorites. Favorite 1 is breaking news search results for Corona COVID-19 virus. Favorite 2 is COVID-19 pandemic data. Favorite 3 is AARP Magazine. Favorite 4 is Associated Press Louisiana. Favorite 5 is Bergen Record. Favorite 6 is Newark Star Ledger. Favorite 7 is UPI Online. Favorite 8 is Wall Street Journal. What favorite should I read?
Alexa, go to favorite 8.
Reading in Wall Street Journal dated January 26, 2023. In the arts section of the Wall Street Journal.
Alexa, stop. And there's also help built into the skill. So if I didn't remember all of these commands, the big things that I need to remember are you always need to say National Federation. So you always need to say the A-lady's name and then ask National Federation. So I'm gonna ask her for some help. Alexa, ask National Federation for help.
This is the National Federation skill help document. To listen to a newspaper or magazine, Say, ask National Federation to read newspaper name, for example. Say, ask National Federation to read the Wall Street Journal. If you want to read faster or slower, you can say, ask National Federation to speak faster or read faster. Ask National Federation to speak slower or read slower.
Alexa, stop. So it's once you get some of those commands down, you don't have to be able to physically interact with any technology. You can just use your voice. The Alexa, I'm going to pause her because I keep saying her name. The Alexa system doesn't have everything that's available on the touch-tone phone access method or on the website or the iPhone mobile app. It's limited to publications where if you use different access methods, you can get the emergency weather alerts, you can get the job listings, the television listings. So it is a bit more limited, but there's really a lot of information that you can access through the skill. Is there any questions about the skill? The Alexa skill.
Or any questions regarding Jesse's presentation? Anybody have any questions or comments? If you use Newsline and you love it, we'd love to hear some testimonials. We'll take That'd anything in the next 8 minutes. But before we do that, woohoo! Woohoo! It's check time! Woohoo! Woohoo! It's check time! Jesse, don't panic. This is what I do every day, one time during the day.
And then I get to give something away. Well, actually, the NFB of New Jersey does. But I get to decide who is going to get it. So I did turn down my Lady A because she was interfering. Now, Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, volume 8. Uh-oh, we broke her.
You did?
Sorry.
Kind of looks like it. Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, what time is it?
Judy, try Ziggy. Ask Ziggy. Maybe she changed her name to Ziggy when I mentioned Ziggy.
No, I don't think so. Ziggy, what time is it?
Well, guess what?
I have mine here connected to the mixer. I can issue that command, okay? Yeah. Okay, Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 27.
There you go. Here's a number between 1 and 27. It's 18.
18
is Linda DeBardinis.
Is she in the room?
Linda, are you here?
Linda in the room. She's got 5559 is her.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Awesome.
Here.
Yay, Linda.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. You have to say woohoo.
Woohoo.
All right.
Woohoo.
Dollar check will be coming to you next week, honey.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, we should tell you that we've decided for our last prize tomorrow, we are definitely going to award it in the first hour, the orientation and mobility hour, or cave travel hour. So be present then or you lose.
That's right. So now we're going to ask for questions, comments, suggestions, anything like that.
Let's see. This is Stuart. It looks like Carolyn is unmuted. Did you want to say something, Carolyn?
Thank you, Stuart.
Yeah.
Hi, Carolyn.
Yes, hi. I don't have an Alexa. I've always used the Google Home, which is now, I think, called Nexta. Should I get an Alexa? I mean, my son got me a little Alexa Dot, but I never hooked it up. I mean, why the preference to Alexa rather than Google?
I think for NFB Newsline, it was at the time when the skill came out in 2018, the Alexa was more popular. The Android devices like you're talking about are becoming more and more popular, and we're exploring the idea of having a skill for the Amazon device. If that's something that you would like, I'll definitely take down that request. But I can tell you that if you have an Amazon Echo Dot, it will work. The Amazon skill works on the Echo Dot. Yeah. So you already have the equipment you would need. I think it just was a matter of popularity at the time, and it's something we're considering bringing onto the Android the Google platform. So if anybody else has that request, I'd encourage you to either call our customer service line, 866-504-7300. You can call or email me directly. I'll give you my email address. It's jshirek@nfb.org, or you can call the National Center, the National Federation of the Blind, and my extension is 2348, and I'd love to hear from you.
Great. Thank Any you other hands?
You. Let's see. I has June is unmuted.
Okay, June, you have the floor, honey.
Yes. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I'm. You know what? Now, with my, I don't want to call her, with the A-Lady, you had said in one of your presentations, you would have to do it separately, right? When once you get on, you have to do each dot or elect A-Lady separately, right, in order to get on the NFB Newsline?
Yeah, you'd have to set up each one separately, but they would use the same account.
Okay.
So they'd use the same numbers.
Well, doesn't it depend, though? If hers are hooked up together for one account, even though they're in different rooms, she doesn't have to set up each room, does she?
I think each Amazon device is separate, and I'd be extremely happy if I'm wrong about that. You know, it's just it's one step. So, well, I could be completely wrong about that.
If they're different accounts, I think they certainly are separate. I don't know if I'm right, but I don't know.
Well, somebody has a raised hand. Maybe they have the answer.
Nope, I don't see any raised hands.
Well, that's what it said, Linda.
Linda
DeBardinas?
Yes, honey.
Mine work hand in hand. Like if I set the alarm in my one living room and if it goes off and I'm too lazy to go all the way in there, I'll shout from the bedroom. And the one in the bedroom says, alarm turned off on Echo 2 device. So they always work hand in hand.
Right. I just don't want to say that this particular skill works hand in hand. I'm not saying that it doesn't. I just don't want to say that it does because it may not.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want your hopes up for that. Well, but if somebody wants to set them up, they can always call our customer service hotline. We'll give you your codes and help you set it up over the phone.
Okay. But Jesse, I have my codes. But then another thing, now I have devices all over the place, you know, in my house. But do I have to, because I have the app on my phone, like how you did everything voice activated. Am I to do that the same way on my telephone?
On your touchtone, like on your iPhone?
Yeah, on my iPhone. Yes, on my iPhone.
Yeah, well, you can use either. So some people like to use the NFB Newsline mobile app on your iPhone, and that works with VoiceOver. So it's all used with menus, and you can use a swiping gesture to go through the menus and the publications. But you can download the Amazon Alexa app onto your phone and use voice commands to use it just like I did. I demonstrated it that way. That's how I demonstrated it at our national convention.
Oh, okay. Because I do have the Newsline app on my phone.
Okay.
So then that's the way that I'll just go through, because apparently that's already set up with my codes and everything. So I've never had to do that again.
That's fine. And you can also use your iPhone if you wanted to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on, let me finish. You can also use your iPhone as a phone and dial it from your iPhone. And if it's not registered, they'll register your iPhone. So you take it with you and you go anywhere you want. And your iPhone, you can do it just like you do on your touchtone phone. You can do your iPhone if you want to. If you don't, some people are afraid of doing apps. They can use their phone as a real phone when they're away somewhere and get access to Newsline just like that.
That's a really good point, and I demonstrate it that way at times too. It works really well that way too.
This is Stuart Prost. Quick question though, that somebody may want to ask: does the iPhone app work with Siri?
You can open it with Siri. We've talked about adding or trying to add some sort of voice control technology to it. We've tried in the past to have it use Siri with the iPhone mobile app. And we haven't been able to make that work due to some restrictions that are way over my head. But we have talked about trying to add voice control to it in some way. But as of right now, it does not exist.
Any other hands? We have about 3 more minutes.
I don't see any other hands right now.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Jesse.
Before you do, this is Judy. And I don't know if you know much about how Newsline coordinates with the e-braille reader.
I know a little bit about it.
Well, rather than, and I don't think it applies to too many people here. So if I were to call, should I ask for you or who knows most? Who should I talk to?
No, you know who I would actually talk to somebody in our access technology department. Carl Ballinger. Berlanger uses it and is really good with it. So he would be a good person to talk to. Bob Watson has set it up. It's really quite it's supposed to be a pretty easy process to set up. my Braille skills are a work in progress. So,
that's okay. It was set up, but I'll just talk to them directly because it's not working as I thought it should.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So I want to thank Jesse for coming today and demonstrating and speaking and being clear about how important it is for people that are newly blind and blind for a long time to get access to print. And we do in many ways. Newsline is one of those ways. So take advantage of it. It's free. It's a public service that you can get for no money. You can have at your fingertips 500 and something newspapers. You can magazines, job searches, Target ads, everything, TV listings. It's incredible. It's a great resource. And if you haven't taken advantage of it, please call the 866-504-7300 line and get on it. I've been a Newsline coordinator in New Jersey for 10 years. And no matter when I speak to somebody, I get them immediately with the digital player and on Newsline. That's the way you read. That's the way you listen. That's important. So that's my little commercial. Jesse, thank you so much for everything you do for Newsline. And I thank Scott White. He was on the call listening. And I thank both of you for everything you do to give us the print material so we can read it at our leisure at any time.
Well, thank you, Jane. I really appreciate you taking the time with me. And I think I can't say it any better than you did, but NFB Newsline's the best kept secret in the blind community. Don't keep the secret. Share the service and sign up. Use it. It's a great service. So thank you for the time. I really appreciate all of you.
You did a great job. Thank you very much.